"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. It's the iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast. The chase is over.
Yeah, it looks like they got him finally. This van is stopped off the freeway. Where is this, in Ventura?
Westlake.
Westlake, okay.
At Moore Park Road and Moore Park. What is it?
It's Moore Park Road exit.
Oh, I see. Okay. He took the ramp. I mean, I looked up and I saw him blowing down the freeway. I look up again and he's...
Yeah, he exited and now he's taking off his jacket and giving up.
Yeah, the cops came at him with all their long guns pointed. He was face down on the street and now they're taking him into a patrol car.
Did they trap the car after he got off the freeway, Eric, or how did that work? I don't even know how this happened either.
So they essentially like cut him off, and I think there was another cop waiting at the exit just in case he got off and kind of blocked the exit.
It looks like one cop car slammed into the side of the van.
Yeah, I think he was trying to get around it because there was like a median in the off ramp, so he was trying to go around it because it's like an off ramp on ramp situation.
Right.
So he was trying to go around the median, and then the other car just kind of stopped him.
Thug. 3 carjackings. Take him. Throw him. Well, he'll be out in an hour.
Yeah, I was kidding.
Now we got like no bail.
It's kind of anticlimactic, don't you think? I mean, it's now we were all excited.
What, did you want death?
Well, I don't want anybody to die, but you know,
you wanted some big old accident.
Well, it was kind of exciting for a while, right? I mean, come
on.
When have we had a story where somebody carjacks 3?
3? I think that's the modern record. Yeah.
Tried a 4th. Remember that Porsche?
That's right.
But the guy wouldn't let him in to the car. So, it could have been 4. You
know. He's got a good highlight reel. Channel 7 is running the highlights in the right side of the screen. And, yeah, he had a good afternoon. Very entertaining.
I want more.
Until you get stuck in traffic.
I was busy,
again.
So I didn't see. I was doing that spot, so I didn't see exactly how it ended. So I feel cheated.
Yeah, well, maybe there's a replay channel.
Well, you'll have to just let your adrenaline drop and wait for the next chase.
I know.
Yeah, give it a half hour.
I guess she explains why these things get such good ratings, because everybody gets glued on like some sort of a story. Yeah. It's my little soap opera.
Well, this was interesting, you've got to say. Again, 3 carjackings within a span of how many minutes?
Yeah, and in front of the cops, too.
Right,
I'm not
exactly.
so sure the third one was a carjacking. The van was just sitting there, and he just took it and drove
that's
off.
That's true.
It was like waiting for him.
He stole it.
I think of a carjacking as, you know, you go up and hold a gun to someone's face. Get out. I'm taking over, like in the movies.
Okay, fine, Ken. It was a stolen car.
You are technically correct. That would not be a
Well, I'm just saying you made it more dramatic than it actually was. Well,
okay, but I'm a drama queen.
He just simply drove off in the van.
She's a girl. All right.
What? Wait a second.
We are going to update you now on a story we brought you a couple of times over the months, including just last week. And that apparently is the parole of another murderer. It's not Leslie Van Houten from the Manson murders. It's a story that's less known, although it did get some national attention when it happened 20 years ago to a young woman named Kelly Bullwinkle. And she was shot to death by a couple of creeps, one of which, our guest Rob McDermott has been battling for this man getting out of prison. And a couple of times they were successful in blocking his release, but it looks like this time this man will be released from prison. So we're going to get the update now.
Damian Guerrero is his name, and he's going to be free. And let's get Rob on here. Rob McDermott, welcome back. What happened here?
Well, the hearing on Tuesday was a dog and pony show. There's no other way to explain that in civil terms on the radio. Simply put, of all the people that were being reviewed at that parole board hearing, none of them, not one, and there were several of them before him, there were 13 total, none of them had anyone appear on their behalf except for one who had a family member come forward and say, hey, you know what, he's a good guy, he's going to live with us, we have a plan. Okay, that was it. When it came to Guerrero, there were 11 people that spoke out against him. Lengthy statements, victim statements, people that read statements from the elderly surviving relatives of Kelly, both of whom are in their 90s and clearly don't have the faculties to appear before a panel like that and read. There were 11. They listened to it. They were very empathetic. 2 deputy district attorneys, Connie Lasky and Catherine Norman, appeared. Connie Lasky leads the Life of Parole Unit, and she's actually worked with us going back to 2017. And they went through very lengthy explanations as to the planning, the conspiracy, and the detail that Damian and Kinsey put into perpetrating this crime and killing Kelly the way they did. And they shot holes in the diminished capacity clause in the youthful offender option that Damian was able to take advantage of when he pled out to second degree murder. And basically it comes down to this: if he had diminished capacity and he didn't have any faculties that understood right or wrong, well, then why did he go to such great lengths in planning to cover up the crime? That shows sophisticated thinking. He planned in advance. He got his gun. They dug a grave in advance and so forth, as you know. So all of that shows he knew that if they got caught, there would be definite reprisals and they would definitely go to prison, which they did. So they shot holes in that. I testified, other family members testified. And after the hearing, we felt great about it. His was the only one that had opposition, let alone 11.
Yeah.
Later that evening, we discovered that they basically flagged all 13. And the best part of this was that, if you remember, Governor Newsom, when he issued his ruling back in June 21st, his ruling on the January hearing was that he was going to take the review to the full parole board. Those are key words. I sent Ray Lopez the actual document from the hearing, and it clearly says in Damian Guerrero, and this is interesting, the motion was made to approve it by Schneider and Dobbs. Not present: Barton, Cassidy, Chappelle, Garland, Cozell, Long, Nidium, Nawajal, I can't say his name, Weiss, and Infant Ruff. The decision was approved by the majority of the commissioners present. 2 commissioners were there.
Wow.
2.
Just 2. Not the full parole board.
No, not even.
2. Oh. And that was the theme for all 13. So what we learned here is this. The governor referred to the panel of the full board. That did not happen. These people are elected arbitrarily by the Senate. If you go to their own page, it says it's composed of 21 full-time commissioners. 21. Hmm. And only two were present.
Yeah. And they have 3-year terms, and the governor is the one who selects the commissioners.
Yeah, in the end, absolutely. John.
So these are large. Newsom has been picking people. Yeah, probably this is his 6th year as governor, right?
It is.
Yeah. So he's picked a majority of those on the commission, and the rest were Jerry Brown picks.
Right, and then the California Senate that we all know, and again, I'm an independent voter, but I'll tell you this. It's a fact that since 1972, the Democrats have controlled the Senate and the legislature in California, with the exception of 1 year back in 95 through 96. So that means every one of these people that is here were picked and approved by the California Senate. So if you're going to poke holes and you're going to point fingers, there you go. Now, here's the other thing. In reviewing the case, I told Ray that I was going to put forth something that I believe was overlooked, and I have to confirm it. But as we know, Governor Newsom and his crew right now are very gun law oriented, very against guns. Well, funny enough, the gun that Damian Guerrero used was actually sold to his brother. This is court testimony from Wednesday, February 2nd, 2005. The gun was sold by Joshua Curtis to Joshua Guerrero. That's Damian's older brother, who's now an attorney. And Josh, in turn, gave and or half sold the gun to his brother, Damian Guerrero. Now, I may not be the smartest person in the world, but I do know that if you sell a gun or you transfer ownership of a gun in that manner, that's illegal. Am I right?
I don't know gun law.
Well, gun law says if you're selling a gun, you have to, at the very least, get it registered, which it is. It's registered to Damian Guerrero's older brother. Now, the gun that Guerrero used, he told the police he threw the gun in the sewer before the murder in the summer of 2003 because he was uncomfortable carrying it. Well, that was later proven to be an absolute lie by Kinsey Nordman's cousin, who saw the gun in Damian's Honda Accord's glove box.
All right. Listen, we're running out of time.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do. We lost this round, but we're going to go back. Kinsey Nordman's up for parole in 2027, so hopefully we'll be back to fight that. And we're going to see if we can get some more prosecutions this, because it was a capital murder case. So I wish it would have been better, guys. And again, I can't thank you guys enough for helping us. We definitely did get response every time that I appeared on your show, and a lot of them were from down in your area. So we know it was a direct result of you guys actually helping us out and putting this forth.
Well, Rob, your work is also appreciated. You've really done a lot on behalf of the family. And again, Kelly's mother passed away some years ago. So Rob, who knew her, from a restaurant or a cafe that you frequented? Yeah.
Kelly worked there. Restaurant.
Right.
Yes.
Amazing stuff. We're sorry the outcome didn't come out too well, but that's the age we live in now. Murderers get freed. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, a couple of notes. We just talked to a man by the name of Rob McDermott, who has been tireless in trying to block the release of a murderer. Apparently, this is unsuccessful. The man was denied parole before because Gavin Newsom blocked it, but this time Newsom did not stand in the way, and the parole members decided to let this killer free. His name is Damian Guerrero. In his work on this, one other note, Rob found out that Guerrero also committed EDD fraud while in prison.
Right.
Unemployment fraud.
And that would be just 2 years ago then, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So I thought part of the deal is how you behave.
Yeah, what's the rehab there? Yeah.
So he helped steal money from the taxpayers through unemployment fraud, that COVID program, while he's sitting in prison. He's stealing our tax money.
He killed a young woman named Kelly Bullwinkle back in 2003, and nobody showed up on his behalf. Everybody who was there was against his release, but that's the parole board business today, right?
Yeah, and these parole board members, we can read you their names, but what's the point? They're stooges for Newsom. Some of them may have been stooges from the Jerry Brown era, but they're stooges for the governors who select them.
Yeah.
This is what Newsom wants. And then he could pretend. And then everyone said, you have to figure out what the scam is, because there's always a scam going on. What he'll do is he'll occasionally block some of the paroles, and then it'll go to court, and he might appeal to the court. But who did he put on the parole board? Why does he have to block paroles he disagrees with? Because he doesn't really disagree with them. He does that for show. He does it to make it look like, you know, every once in a while he gets pretty tough with these murderers. Okay, you can't get anything by Gavin. But it's a complete fake job, because he has appointed the vast majority of the people on the parole board. They're doing what he wants.
Yesterday, one of the stories we covered concerned the severe beating of a 67-year-old woman in East Los Angeles. We had Blake Trolley on the story. Rosalina Martinez was in her own yard, dragged to the ground, punched multiple times, an attempted sexual assault. They know who did it. Sergio Andrew Garcia. And the update is that the LA County Sheriff's Department says he has a long violent history. So this is another person that does not belong on the streets. We've not been able to figure out if he's homeless, because one of our big stories yesterday is that there's quite a few homeless people in Los Angeles County that just got released from prison.
Oh, if you haven't heard, the prison system sends 2,000 to 3,000 homeless prisoners to LA County every year.
Every year.
So that's what's on the streets. They get let out, and they have no address that the parole that the prison system is aware of, and they're not required to have an address. Other states, you have to have a place to go, but not in California. So other states make you go to a halfway house or some kind of a shelter if you don't have a home to go to.
Right.
Here, they're going in the street. So that's a big percentage of the homeless out there are prisoners, of felons.
He's still on the loose. They're still looking for him, as far as we know, at this hour. They're still trying to find this guy. They identified him pretty quickly, but they haven't caught him yet. And I'm thinking he's not showing up at any home, right? He was riding around on a bicycle and probably tried to make himself scarce. And we don't have details from Channel 7 on the actual criminal history. Sheriff's Department just said this is what he has been doing. He's been assaulting people.
Yeah, because this is the stuff we should know immediately.
He's only 21, so he could have been doing this still a number of years. Now, along the same lines from the criminal justice system, we had an announcement yesterday from the LA County Courts that effective October 1st, we're going to significantly reduce cash bail. And in fact, this is important. They like to tell us, well, it's only nonviolent, non-serious, low-level offenses, which is often BS. No. Because if you're involved in a nonviolent, non-serious, low-level offense, there probably wouldn't be much bail on the bail schedule. There wouldn't be. So you know what they're trying to do here is basically let everybody out without bail, which is another part of the danger of living in Los Angeles County.
And often these people get caught with a low-level offense, but their record is a lot of serious stuff, a lot of violent stuff. That's the reality. These guys do bad things all day, every day. And I saw in one of the stories the argument, oh, well, it's not fair. I think the judge made this argument. It's not fair that you have to stay in jail simply because you can't afford bail. You know, it's not fair that my stuff was stolen by this bastard. That's what's not fair.
Didn't we hear that police were saying that some of the guys they've arrested for these shoplifts, you remember they were ripping off the railroad cars?
Yes, they steal.
And they came right back the next day and kind of went, yeah.
They steal every day. So that judge, again, another moron.
I guess that's low-level, non-serious, non-violent.
You know what? It's the anarchists that run the system.
It just
now
encourages recidivism, although they're claiming they have this big study that says it did not lead to recidivism.
That's a lie. They always have a study. The study's a lie. The study's fake. They don't care about any of this. They want to destroy the justice system. And they have a bunch of excuses, and they got reasons, and they got theories, and they got philosophies. It doesn't matter what they say. What they want is the justice system destroyed. Police destroyed, prisons destroyed, the entire system taken down. That's what they want, and that's what they're doing. They're actively involved in it. They don't believe in any of this. Nobody should be punished for anything that they do. It doesn't matter if you stole a stick of gum, and it doesn't matter if you put a bullet through somebody's head.
Yeah, because the prevailing belief is it's not their fault. It's our horrible capitalistic racist system.
There's no difference between the murderer that we just discussed getting paroled and people shoplifting at 7-Eleven. This crowd is in charge in California, and they're letting everybody out.
And all right.
No reason to listen to their rationales.
All right. One of our big stories is that a judge has ordered the RV people in Sylmar on that property. There's more than 20 RVs to vacate, get out by Sunday. Power was cut off yesterday to the property. It includes the home, too, where the woman lives in that's been renting out these RVs. We are going to talk to the president of the Neighborhood Association in Sylmar after 3 o'clock. When we come back, though, oh, we got a lot of stuff to do in Bidenville, John. We got to go to Bidenville. Big developments today.
Oh, God, did you see that?
I did see the. Well, yes, when he was meeting with the Israeli president. It seems to have a little trouble with his thoughts. His son is, of a big hearing on Capitol Hill. We got these IRS whistleblowers talking about the investigation into Hunter Biden. All this coming up in Bidenville. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
There's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as Vice President of the United States.
Happy birthday, dear Valid. Happy birthday to you.
I was on the television, I was on the telephone. Every time I hear Hail to the Chief, wonder where the hell is he? Turn around and where's the president? What I can't remember it.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccaria.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon, I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion related.
so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going
to
be here.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
She's dead, Joe.
Oh, don't tell him that.
John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Boy, this one is really funny if you see the video.
I think this one will be really more impactful, too, if it's played on a loop, because it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Joe is sitting down with the president of Israel today.
Isaac Herzog.
Herzog, guys. Herzog.
No! Is it pronounced Herzog?
There's no H in Herzog?
There might be a little H.
There should be H.
Why do rabbis do that? They do the Herzog.
It's a specific vowel-like sound in Hebrew spelling.
Oh, it's a real thing then.
Yes, it's a real thing.
I also just
like
had a lot
in chutzpah.
Yeah.
Chutzpah.
Oh, I thought they had a lot of phlegm or something.
Well, there's that too, yeah. We're pretty nasally people.
Here is what happened. It was only 11 seconds, but Joe has a little trouble here responding.
At a political level,
Wow. Did you pick out anything in that or something about a political level?
He was sitting, they were facing each other in chairs, right? This was a photo op in front of the press. And so they're having some kind of fake conversation. And Biden is reading from note cards.
Oh.
And his head is like leaning to the side. Like he's not sitting up straight. He never looks Herzog in the eye. He never addresses him directly. And Herzog's pretty close. He's just slumped a little to the side in his chair with his head cocked. And he's reading and mumbling off the note card. So play it again.
At a political level.
He's mumbling nonsense.
Sound like Paul Schramm.
He is.
I don't know, I'm trying to figure out words.
He looks like he's about to pass away. He really does. It looks like he's laying in his deathbed and he's mumbling a few final words. And you know what?
You have to lean in, Rosebud. You have to lean in real close.
And the expression on the face of Herzog is really funny because he's looking, slightly exasperated, like, is this guy running the country, really?
He does kind of look
like,
over.
Is this a comedy skit?
This is painful.
You can't understand him. He's just mumbling to himself. And I'm giving Biden 6 months, and then I think that's it.
Oh, okay. So that's your pick in the Biden ghoul pool?
Yeah. I'm going Christmas Day.
You got an exact date, December 25th.
December 25th. Yeah, I think he's done by then.
A couple of notes dealing with Biden. What do you know? The Biden administration is going to stop funding for China's Wuhan lab. The Wuhan Institute of Virology apparently does not meet federal standards, so we're not going to fund them anymore. Yeah, now.
Now it doesn't meet standards.
What chain of function are they working on now, I wonder?
Do you know they quietly stopped funding them way back in 2020?
Yes, they did, right?
This is the official announcement. So what does that tell you?
What were they waiting for?
They knew right away that they had started the pandemic by botching whatever experiment they were up to.
Right. So now they quietly release the news that, because they don't meet federal standards.
Yeah, they don't meet federal standards.
The other story making news this afternoon involving, Joe and Hunter Biden, we got these IRS agents finally testifying before Congress about the investigation into Hunter Biden. This would be the tax case against Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
They came forward today, and one was not known his name until today. His name is Joseph Ziegler. And he wanted to announce right away that he's a gay Democrat. They just wanted to make that clear when he sat down in front of the microphone.
To show he's not a partisan attacking the Biden family.
He says, I'm more credible because I'm a Democrat who happens to be married to a man.
Okay. Again, we have to know what he does in his bed sexually and with who. And that.
Well, he did say, I'm no more credible than the man sitting next to me due to my sexual orientation or my political beliefs. The truth is, my credibility comes today from my job experience with the IRS and my intimate knowledge of the agency's standards and procedures.
Yeah.
And these two are basically saying that the investigation got thwarted left and right. It got slow-walked to protect the Bidens.
And
That's kind of the bottom line.
Here's how the game was played in this hearing. You had the Democrats trying to say, well, now, you know, this sort of dispute happens all the time. You have investigators who want to press certain charges, and then the prosecutors want to press different charges because they have to take the case before the jury, right? They're the ones who have to make the call here, and it's just a difference of opinion between investigators and prosecutors. Happens every day. and this guy Ziegler and the other one go, no. The prosecutors and the investigators were in agreement on the charges. This is the Department of Justice outsiders coming in and telling us that we're not going to prosecute this fully.
The other guy was his supervisory agent. His name is Gary Shapley. I've seen his name before. This is the first time Ziegler's name has come up. And you're right. That's exactly what they're saying, that the Delaware U.S. attorney David Weiss was not able to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes in SoCal and Washington because of Biden-appointed U.S. attorneys constantly fighting them.
Well, they're you know, because you're prosecuting the boss's son. So what do you think's going to happen?
Right.
The boss's son's not getting prosecuted, at least not fully.
They tipped off Hunter Biden's legal team about a search of a storage locker. They slow-walked the investigation. Yeah. They blocked it wherever they could.
Yeah. I mean, they're actually calling up Hunter Biden's attorneys to give him a heads up on what's coming.
You might want to get something out of there if it's incriminating, right?
Yeah, you might want to destroy all that evidence. If he has another laptop, you want to make that thing disappear. And you could also tell if you track the questioning, because the Republicans on the committee were boring in with specific questions. The Democrats started filibustering, shaking their fist in outrage, saying, I'm sure that this investigation was done to the highest professional standards. Some such nonsense, right? But they were just, and some of them started talking about Trump. They started stamping their feet about Trump.
Well, they couldn't accuse these two guys of working for Trump. I mean, I'm a gay Democrat, he declared.
That's why this guy felt compelled to say, look, I sleep with a guy at night, okay? I'm not a Republican.
The White House press secretary says the White House does not intend to focus on the hearing. They'd rather just ignore it.
They've already squashed it. Hunter's already off, basically. He's not going to go to jail.
No. All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. Live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, go to the iHeart app. And it's the John and Ken On Demand podcast, and you can listen to everything you missed today.
One quick note, another bus of migrants arrived last night in Los Angeles from Brownsville, Texas. 41 migrants, including 6 children, the youngest of which was 1 year old. Mm. A lot of them were Venezuelans.
Were they given food?
It looks like they were taken care of.
Were they starved and dehydrated?
Looks like there was notice once
Were they
again,
were they so. Confused? They thought they were supposed to be in Rhode Island. And they
Is Newsom going to sue? Is he going to arrest the governor of Texas? We're waiting.
Yeah, how's that DeSantis arrest coming? Has that happened yet?
God. All right. Well, we were just mentioning that we're no longer, we haven't actually for a while, fund that lab in Wuhan that does its chain of function research. There's a story out today that one of the reasons that some people really were never affected by COVID-19 could be their genetics. A new study published in the scientific journal Nature, which, John, I think you sit on the bowl and read that, right?
I have a lot of scientific journals.
The relevant set of genes is known as the human leukocyte antigen, or HLA, is what they're finding in this research. They recruited some 30,000 people for the study, all of whom already had genetic data on file because they had registered as potential bone marrow donors. Scientists asked these people to join the COVID-19 citizen science study organized by researchers at UC San Francisco. And this is what they came up with. And they say that they found that 136 people were asymptomatic, about 10%. Reasons symptom-free people were tested could include the nature of their job, such as being a healthcare worker undergoing routine testing, or perhaps their family member had been infected and they were considered exposed to the virus. Significantly, the scientists found that people had a particular version of a gene. Now listen carefully for this. It's HLA-B*15:01.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that?
I have that exact gene.
Have you done?
I have my genetic chart on the wall in my bedroom.
Well, then you're more than twice as likely to remain asymptomatic compared with those who did not have that particular version of a gene.
I didn't have anything the whole time.
A little hump.
What did that
How
mean?
About this one?
To because I was.
You went down. Right?
I went down.
Eric went down. Ray went down like three times.
Yes.
Didn't
you?
Well, you were frolicking in Mexico.
I know. At least I had a good time before I went down.
You flew
down
on that plane and infected everybody.
Oh, stop.
And that's right. You started a whole outbreak on that plane.
If you have two copies of this, I love it. HLA-B*15:01. One from each parent. You're 8.5 more times likely to remain asymptomatic. Really, so it's time to do genetic testing. And if you have this, walk around like, ha-ha.
Yeah. I want to get a genetic
test. Go ahead. Spit on me.
I'm saving that.
That was a good wet one.
Wait, who did that?
Me.
You did that?
Yes, I did. Oh.
You did that live?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow. I thought he played something.
Yeah. That's a
Aren't
good
one.
He has such a collection of your sounds. I'm not sure.
Hey, can you play that one back?
Yeah, hold on. I'm doing it right now.
All right. Oh, that's impressive. It's not the kind of sound that usually comes from.
I know.
It is. It's got extra bubble noise to it.
It sounds like it came out the other end.
Do you do voiceovers with those sounds?
Not with those sounds. Well, if there's a market for that, I will.
That's a good cartoon sound. I like that.
Wow. There was a British cohort study. Remember Newsom used to use that word, cohorts?
Mm, yes.
That also... They did their own genetic analysis, and they came up with similar results. So it's almost like they replicated the study already. So it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to have some specific genetic testing to see if you got this thing.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of figured that was why some people just never got bothered by it. Because for, two and a half years, this thing was running around. And some people were never affected. And it had to be a genetic, like genetic armor they had.
Yeah. You think you might have it?
I think I might have it. I mean, because my wife got sick
your wife had COVID?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did that come up?
I
must have missed that. Yeah, I don't know if that came up before.
No, she did.
I did not. Bad?
No. I mean, she took the Paxlovid and it was gone.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, with the Paxlovid, sometimes it comes back, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where she took a test once, took it twice. It was negative. Third time, it was positive, but she took the Paxlovid, then it was gone.
Damn.
You know, so there wasn't like this extended sick period.
Right, right.
And her symptoms weren't that bad.
You never had anything that resembled COVID, though.
Not that I know.
Well, you had runny
nose.
Colds. Yeah, you had colds.
Yes, I did have colds.
And you never tested. So who knows? You may have had COVID.
I didn't have any of those other symptoms, though, like the loss of taste and smell. I didn't have a fever. I didn't have headaches. I just had the regular, you know, runny nose, stuffy nose thing.
And a tendency to...
that's her thing.
That's another COVID
symptom. I don't think I can make that sound. I don't know how you do that.
Coming up next, big story out of Sylmar is that a judge says you got to leave those camper vans parked on that property.
Would you do that on dates? just to impress people?
It has led to oozing human feces and urine onto neighbors' properties. So the judge says they cut off the power yesterday. Now the judge says these people have to get out of this trailer park, which is not authorized. We're going to talk to the president of the Neighborhood Association, Sylmar, next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, go ahead now.
So easily entertained.
Live with the 24-hour KFI News.
The bar is low.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
"Let me run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.